Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From grandmothers who whispered in their baby girl ear, to fathers on dimly lit street corners instructing young soldiers to always keep their eyes open. You be queen. You were fire. You were passed through centuries on the hands of your daughters. They called you wisdom. Proverbs. On the backs of diamond-eyed school children who grew into hymnals recited by amethyst-holding urban philosophers who recited neighborhood commandments out of the windows of restored El Camino chariots to keep the warmth in their blood. Be wise. Be smart. Be black opal, brown quartz, bloodstone, and prayer. Be every form of gem. See, king told scribe, scribe told son, son told wife, wife told her daughter, and daughter told the ancestors, and the ancestors told me that you would come to give wisdom to thousands. They said you would come, dropping gem, dropping gem.
Welcome. This is the Dropping Gems podcast, a place where you can safely sink in to your most authentic self, where you are free, where you are expansive, and where we look to connect to our higher consciousness in all moments, all in service to living a life that is overflowing with joy, with ease, with abundance, with self-love, with deep acceptance of our experiences and deep trust of our lives. I'm Debbie Brown. Thank you for joining me. For those that listen to this show, Dropping Gems, you may know that I also host daily meditation on the Chopra app. So I'm the voice of some of the beautiful daily meditations that we offer there, and I have some meditative series that are available on the Chopra app. I have a recent series on gratitude, another series on self-love, a series on parenting, and all are available on the Chopra app. And you may also know that meditation is my jam. I started meditating about 10 years ago, and everything in my life opened and bloomed when I did. It's a practice that I am deeply grateful for. I talk about meditation really extensively in a recent episode that I did. I answered questions about meditation. So if you're new to meditation and catching this episode, you may want to reference back to the one right before it. And I do a lot of Q&A around the benefits of meditation, how to know that there is no way to get it wrong, and also just, you know, really being able to surrender into the journey. So this is my first episode that I'm recording in the year of 2022. For me, currently, it's January 11th, which is also low-key a portal day, 11122. So it's a nice little vibey day for those that may be speaking that language the way that I do. And I really felt heavy on my heart to lead an episode of meditation on this podcast. I actually don't do that here because I do that every day on an app, but there's a meditation that I wrote exactly 2 years ago, which for me is a really powerful moment in time of my life's history. And as I was kind of clearing out my home, which is something I do as I go into every new year, I was going through papers and I was going through my office and I was going through these kind of piles of different presentations and talks and meditations that I've led over the last year. And I found this one. And when I picked it up and I started reading it, I said, you know, yep, I got to share this on the show. So today's episode, I am grounding you in a meditation for compassionate self-forgiveness, for deeper love of self, and for freedom from generational trauma. So as we sink into this meditation episode, right now I want to invite everyone that's listening to take a moment, maybe grab a journal, piece of paper, and a pen if it's safe and you're able. Definitely don't do this while you're driving. And find a comfortable place to sit. If you already have a sacred space, especially if you have connected with some of my work around that, please take a moment to head to your sacred space, which is your own personal little Zen cocoon, whatever that means for each of us. But it's a place in our homes, or it's a counter in our homes, or a drawer, a windowsill, maybe an entire room that you can just go recharge. It's a space where you might regularly connect for meditation or prayer, where you might want to keep some candles or a family heirloom, a Bible, spiritual books, crystals, those kind of things. So if you have that near you, connect with that for this episode. And if you don't, anything works perfect. Anywhere where you can be all of you and where you can sit really comfortably still, expand your heart, and close your eyes. So as you settle into that space now, I want to invite everyone to sit really comfortably, gently close your eyes, and right now take a couple deep breaths in and out. Experiencing your chest rise, fall, and noticing the power of that supportive breath and the way it just moves through our bodies as it's supposed to. We don't have to control it, we just have to allow. And as you connect to that breath, either now or a little bit later in this meditation, it may feel good to just let your right hand go right across your chest and connect with your heart and hold it there. Or maybe connect it with another chakra point if that feels good. And just rest here, allowing the breath to continue to nourish you and then releasing it. Eyes still gently closed, body comfortable. And just connect to my voice now as we move through this guided meditation. Standing in the fullness of our most loving and authentic selves is the most challenging and rewarding aspect of our spiritual journey. To come into a space of wholeness, we must be in a place of full acceptance of ourselves and our experiences, even the ones that we do not feel responsibility for. To experience the wholeness that already exists inside of us, we must love ourselves fully and deeply. To embody that wholeness, we must practice removing judgment from our lens of perception and compassionately forgive ourselves for anything that has caused us internal suffering. Coming into our human embodiment, we do not get to choose the families who we become a part of, the body type or skin color that will house our spirits, the environments we will be raised in, or the collective consciousness of the society that will shape our earthly experiences. Still, we can rise. Still, we can connect to peace. Still, we can love. Though we cannot always fully fathom how this can be so, our own souls beautifully and perfectly designed each of our experiences here. Ultimately, those experiences are always intended for the highest good of ourselves and the highest good of those connected to us. Amidst a world of suffering, it can seem difficult to reckon with that knowingness. But as we continue to surrender to uncertainty, the deepest parts of our spirits begin to recognize that our ability to experience joy and love is not circumstantial. Our ability to experience joy and love is boundless. It is transcendent of space and time. To ascend to the fullness of our Dharma, it is essential that we come into the understanding that all the emotional suffering we experience actually takes place within the hands of our own egos. The place where we put limits on our experiences and define them as being right or wrong, good or bad, based on how we perceive the world and ourselves. By nurturing our being with love and compassion, we are able to willfully shed all the experiences and narratives that no longer serve us. Though this process did not seem easy or even reasonable at first thought, it can be the most natural and simple state for us to exist in. As we gently deepen in our experience of this meditation together, I'd like to introduce you to transformational healing process that can be used on your journey. Compassionate self-forgiveness, a beautiful tool for inner expansion that moves you into a space of experiencing profound love and compassion for yourself and all of creation. Compassionate self-forgiveness creates a way of affirming and experiencing the authentic essence of who you are completely independent of your thoughts, feelings, experiences, or behavior. A way to end the suffering that forming judgments causes within us. A path to surrendering to your essential nature of loving. As you settle into your own heart, I'd like to share with you the way that I see you. You are a breathtaking being. You are a vibrant, radiant light. You are expansive and limitless. You are not defined by your pain. You are safe. You are protected. You are provided for. You are covered in divine grace. You are perfectly designed. You have all the tools that you need for this life inside of you already. You are valued and valuable. You are loved and lovable. You are held as precious. You are cherished. You are filled with love and acceptance for yourself and others. You exude joy and enthusiasm for yourself and your life. You are pure potentiality. This life may have not been easy, but you have continued to show up for yourself. You are doing your absolute best, and I am so, so proud of you. In this moment, if it's comfortable, connect even more deeply to the feeling of your right hand being on your heart as a way of connecting to your innermost self that is filled with love. Take a moment here to think of a person, a place or experience that you love. Allow your heart to open. Feel your heart expand. Stretch to allow more light inside. Notice your capacity to both hold and grow this love. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. I forgive myself for judging myself as unworthy. I forgive myself for judging myself as unlovable. The truth is, I am enough. The truth is, my worth is inherent. And now, with your eyes still softly closed, take in a few long, deep breaths. And if it feels comfortable, gently introduce the mantra of So Hum. So Hum. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open into an expanded state of awareness. So Hum. So Hum. We'll spend a few minutes here. I'll mind the time and let you know when it's time to come back. And now it's time to release that mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. And when you feel ready, gently come back into your body and open your eyes. And as you continue with your day, hold this thought close. Anchor it into your knowing, into your being. I am enough. I am whole. I am worthy. I am lovable. I am enough. I am whole. I am worthy. I am lovable. Namaste. I hope you enjoy that meditation. If you want to connect with more meditation, you can always join me on the Chopra app, which I believe right now is available in iOS. And I lead daily meditation there that runs usually between 10 and 20 minutes. It felt really good reading that meditation. I wrote that meditation at the top of the pandemic and really connected to the words then and now. So I'm happy I got to share that with you. If you get a chance, listen to the episode that preceded this one. For any questions on meditation or any questions you may have at this particular juncture of your spiritual journey. As always, thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll take a second to rate and review, share with a friend. And I really hope this year, 2022, is the year that you release all that doesn't serve you and allow yourself to receive deep, expansive love. Allow yourself to bloom. I know I am. Love you. Namaste.
Hey, find me on social. Let's connect. At Debbie Brown, that's Twitter and Instagram, or go to my website, debbiebrown.com. And if you're listening to this show on Apple Podcasts, please, please, please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. And send this episode to a friend. Dropping Gems is a production of iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Network. It's produced by Jacquees and me, Debbie Brown. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.